Okay. First thing we see on peeling potatoes, number 30 is Fruit Loop guzzling down something which I presume is water. It's what?
Yes.
22. It's 20 to 12 over there. A bit early for a drink, isn't it?
Yes, a little bit.
A little bit.
A little bit.
Okay.
And I've only had one cup of coffee so far.
How can you live just on one cup of coffee? It's inhumane.
I know.
Do you want to pause and quickly get a
No,
thing?
it's okay. It's anyway, it's too hot for coffee.
Depress me.
Sorry.
Okay. Right, let's tell us in the Northern Hemisphere, in Northern Europe, Northern Central Europe, what's the weather like in paradise?
Sunny, 25 degrees. There's a little bit of clouds in the sky, but we are not expecting any rain today. Yes, so very nice.
That's nice for you.
Yes, it's laundry day.
It's laundry day.
Yes, the other days I couldn't do laundry because it was raining, but today, because it's fairly warm and sunny, it's laundry day.
How exciting.
Yes.
How exciting. So do you think you want to talk about laundry day? How, you know,
No.
the art of doing laundry, yeah,
No.
in the Fruit Loop household. I think it'd be interesting. Yeah, who does what? I'm always fascinated by the fact that you lay down the rule that you do not do any ironing, period, end of discussion. I find that really fascinating. Anyway, so Fruit Loop, peeling potatoes number 30. I can't believe we've been doing this for 30 episodes.
Yes, 30 weeks.
Plus or minus a few. When you were
Yes, minus a
gallivanting,
few.
gallivanting in Kruger National Park, and I
Ah,
was
you
being.
were gallivanting in Korea.
I was gallivanting, yeah. Okay. Right. We have a crisis, don't we, Fruit Loop?
Yes, a big one.
What's going on? Inform
We
me.
heard a rumor that Christmas has been cancelled, and nobody told us.
I mean, that's a scandal. I mean, how, nobody telling us that Christmas has been cancelled.
Yes, that's horrific.
I mean, what is the media coming to? Okay.
I think they only focus on the bad things, but for some reason they don't talk about Christmas being cancelled.
So that makes it a good thing.
It's also a bad thing.
Ah, okay. So,
Maybe they don't want to. I think they left it out on purpose because they still want people to spend their money and they still want people to make money. So they didn't tell us that it's cancelled.
well, who cancelled it? Who is
I
the.
don't know. Do you know?
Well,
That's
I
a good
mean,
question.
it could be that Santa Claus himself might have cancelled it.
You know what? I
What
watched a
do you think
movie
of
with my
what do you
son not
think?
too long ago. The movie is called The Red One, and Santa Claus was kidnapped.
Ooh.
And they had to get Santa Claus back before Christmas. So maybe Christmas wasn't cancelled, but maybe Santa Claus has been kidnapped.
Well, that would have made national headlines. I mean Santa Claus,
Well,
he I mean he
they
still
keep it
he
under wraps.
yeah. Yeah. He does exist, doesn't he? Because I mean that's one of the other things that that comes up is that people, question the very existence of Santa Claus. But when he is real. I mean, normally I've seen him around.
Yes.
So if he's been kidnapped, is there anybody looking for him? Is there anybody doing anything?
According to the movie, he has a whole team of security that looks after him and takes care of him and the North Pole.
Okay.
So they're probably looking out for him.
Okay. All right. I mean, if you look at it, I mean, I'm not so much convinced by the fact that he was kidnapped.
Okay.
I think, or maybe he orchestrated his own kidnapping to send a signal.
Maybe he needs some help.
Because, I mean, have you ever thought about his workload? I mean, the man is overweight. He's not the youngest anymore.
Yes.
But have you actually thought about what he has to accomplish in 24 hours?
A lot.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you know,
Yes.
have you sensed the dimensions of this a lot?
A sense, yes, because he has to travel across the whole world. Now, well, there's some countries who don't doesn't celebrate Christmas, so we can cut those out. But the ones that actually do, there's a lot of kids that needs presents.
Okay.
And he has to climb down the chimney, deliver the presents
Yeah.
in 24 hours. That's a lot.
Exactly. And I mean, chimneys are not standard norms. Yeah, they've got big
No,
chimneys, little
I won't fit
chimneys.
into a chimney.
Well, I hope you. Oh, hang on. Are you telling me you're Santa Claus?
No, no, I'm just telling you that I don't know how he does it.
Well, would you like some training?
No, I don't think so.
And I think that would be good. I think, ladies and gentlemen in the breeder community, may I present to you the next gender-friendly, equal rights Santa Claus? We'll have to change the name a bit. But Fruit Loop is the new Santa Claus, just like the James Bond. You know, every so often they have a new James Bond.
Oh, wow.
So you could be the
Mrs. Claus.
Mrs. Claus. Mrs. Claus, I think that would be brilliant, you know. And you're still very young, so you can actually do this for quite some time. And the old
Yes.
man, yeah, and the old man can retire. Yeah. Okay. Well, okay, so Mrs. Claus, the future Mrs. Claus. You're formally applying for the job here with me, are you?
Yes. Let's go out on a whim and say yes.
Okay. All right. So the beauty of this job is that you get 364 or 365 days, if it's a leap year, paid vacation. How does that sound?
Sounds fantastic.
Okay. For a couple of weeks, you have to live in Lapland.
It's cold.
But you have central heating and it's lots of mulled wine.
And biscuits.
Yeah, biscuits and cookies
Cookies.
and all that stuff. Okay. So is that okay?
Yes.
Look, but for the rest of the time, the rest of the year, you can be where you want. You can be in warm, sunny climates. You can lay on the beach because you've got 364, 365 days of paid vacation. You can lie on the beach and they pay you to do this.
Where do I sign?
For one day, you have to do a lot of work.
Okay.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
Okay. So, let me tell you, the one working day, what about 30 million families or more? Actually, no, it's more. 238 million homes expect from you, plus minus a few.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
So, are you willing to travel?
Yes.
Yeah. And we'll give you a company sleigh
Sounds good.
and some reindeer, all called Rudolph with a red nose in front. And
Yes.
they will,
Yes.
you don't have to do anything. They know they've done this before. They know the route.
Yes.
You just have to make sure that nothing breaks on the way as when you visit your 238 million customers.
Yes.
Okay. And because they've done this before, you have to travel from east to west because that you actually somehow using the date time, the dateline and manipulating time and so on and so forth in the time zones, you actually can
Yes.
extend, you can extend well, it's going to be overtime, basically. So the working
Yes,
day is
yeah.
20 years,
Maybe
20
two or
years.
three days work, but
No, it's not that bad. I mean, look,
that
no, you get paid overtime. So you get 365 days vacation or 60, you get paid overtime.
Yes.
But your working day, because we're manipulating the journey and so on, is actually about 31 to 34 hours. So you have to work
That's
about,
okay.
you have to work about 12, 13 hours extra.
That's okay.
But all you have to do is just, you're a delivery person it's like UPS and DHL and so on and so forth. Okay.
Yes.
Right. So you're traveling against, you're from east to west. You've got 34 hours to visit around 238 million homes on this planet. So those who celebrate Christmas, which
Yes.
if you multiply that by three, two or four, parents, two kids, that's a fraction of the global population.
Yes.
So it's fairly simple. Okay.
Yes.
The thing is that you're going to have to visit about 7 million households per hour,
Okay.
or 116,000, just over 116,000 households per minute.
Okay.
Or if you want to break it down, 1,900 households per second.
Okay.
You still in?
I mean,
Okay.
it doesn't scare me.
Doesn't scare you. Okay. You're going to have to do all these households. You
Yes.
have to be off the mark pretty quick.
Yes.
You've got to get down the chimneys.
Yes.
Throw the presents in a nice
You
pile.
don't throw them, you put them neatly,
Gently, neatly.
pack them gently, yes.
Okay. Now, in some, I don't know if you guys do this in South Africa, but in English speaking countries, you usually leave a little tray of food and drink for you.
Yes.
So it could be some soft drinks. It could be a glass of wine, a glass of beer, a carrot, a mince pie, or something like that. So you're going to have to.
Quite like the mince pie, so I will do that.
Okay.
And then I know the kids leave cookies and milk out, and maybe some carrots for the reindeer.
Okay. So you're going to have to at least bite into them or take them with you, drink the alcohol. So you're going to be fairly sloshed by the end of the working day because it's tough going.
Who leaves it out? Is it the adults or the kids?
That would be telling.
Because I don't think that my son will leave out a beer for Santa Claus or wine for that
It's because your son is so wonderfully innocent. So, yeah. So I think that, I think it depends on the individual households. I mean,
Okay.
it's the thought that counts, isn't
It's a
it?
thought that counts, yes.
Yeah, not so much the content. Anyway,
Yes.
right. So you're still on board here, yeah? You've got to
Yes.
travel and visit all these households in split seconds,
Yes.
go down the chimney, place the presents nicely,
Yes.
and eat, drink, and be merry.
Yes.
And you have to be really, really silent because of
Yes.
noises, because you don't want to disturb the sleeping household.
Exactly. You don't want to wake the kids.
I know.
I have practice in that.
You
I have
have
experience.
okay. Well, that's good.
Yes.
And of course, you've got the dogs, the cats, and all the other animals and domestic animals. Okay, you're still on board, yeah?
Yes, I'm still on board.
Okay, so now, do you like driving fast?
Yes.
How fast do you like driving?
Well, with my car, not very fast. It doesn't go too fast. But if it's a car that can go fast, yes, I'll do it.
So you, we're not giving you a company car, we're giving you a
I know
company,
it's a sleigh.
it's a company
It's a
sleigh.
sleigh.
Okay, so it's something
And it has
quite
super speed.
exactly. You'll be traveling around 4.7 million kilometers per hour.
I think that's faster than this.
Not quite. It's 0.44% of the speed of light.
Okay.
Okay. So
Yes.
you won't really have time to touch up your makeup because
That's okay. I'm not going to need makeup anyways.
okay. So but don't worry, the sleigh and the reindeers are equipped for you to handle this.
Yes.
You might feel a little bit car sick or sleigh sick, but we've got tablets for you to handle that as well.
But you do some preparation before you do the deliveries.
Yeah.
So you get used to that. Even though you are on a long vacation, you have to prepare a little bit.
You have to train, yeah.
Yeah, you have to
Okay.
train, yes.
Okay. I mean, you're going to have a few things that part of the training is that, of course, you've got all these presents for all these kids and
Yes.
adults, and it's not just you and the sleigh. It's the gigantic trailer at the back with all the stuff.
It's a bag, a big bag.
Okay. Okay. And you've got to make sure that, I mean, has your son written to Santa Claus yet? I mean, it's almost a bit late, but has he written to him?
He has, yes.
Okay, so and your son has high expectations that he will get his present delivered on time by Santa Claus.
Yes.
Special delivery, no mistakes allowed.
Yes.
Okay, so in this huge bag, yeah, you've got all the presents that have to go to the right places, to the right people
Yes.
at the right time, all in 34 hours traveling a little bit.
Yes.
Okay, still
That's
in, yeah?
cool.
Okay,
I'm
that's
still
good.
in.
You're still in. Okay. Can you read a sat nav system? I mean, sorry for this cliche and horrible remark, but women and navigation are not always the best of friends.
Oh no, I'm okay with navigation.
You know where to go, and
Yes.
you know how to tell people where to go. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, good. Okay, so navigation is not a problem. Again, the reindeers have done this before, but sometimes they get a bit offish, or they have their own thoughts.
Yes, if
Okay.
they smell some warm apple pie or maybe some carrot cake, yeah, they do go off course a little bit.
Okay. All right. Anyway, so far so good. Now, what works in your situation is that you're going at a really, really fast rate.
Yes.
But the beauty of the physics behind it is that you don't actually sense it. So you actually have the feeling that because time and speed play tricks on your brain, that you actually have
Yes.
time to prepare for the next delivery and for the next destination and so on and so forth. So that works. Yeah.
Okay.
And they're looking at reducing the travel distance a little bit by creating wormholes. So these are shortcuts in the system where you can,
Yes.
a little bit of a detour or something like that. And I'm sure that maybe not this. So that, if Christmas has been cancelled this year, you'd have to start in 2026. And I think artificial intelligence will have done something to help you as well.
Yes,
So,
definitely. I'm still in.
still in. Okay.
Aren't
Well, I'm glad
you
to hear.
curious to know why? Why am I still in? Why doesn't it scare me? Or are you getting to that question?
No.
Are you still trying to throw me off my game?
No, but I'm very curious to learn why you want to do this job. Because so far there's been zero applications. You are the chosen one. But why are you lapping this up like a kitten with milk?
Because Santa has magic. He has magical powers. So he can make the sleigh go faster. He can make the reindeer go faster. He can shrink himself to get into the chimney. He also has super speed, almost better like the oh, better than superheroes, like the Flash.
Okay. Yeah,
And
that's cool.
that helps. So when
But
I take the job role, then I get the magic. And then I
oh.
can do his job properly.
Are you saying he's not doing it properly now? I
No,
mean, this is
he's
a
doing
gen
a
this.
great job. He's doing a fantastic job. I just want his job. So I can have the magic and
365,
300 and whatever
65.
days doing nothing. And to top it all off, I also have elves. So elves can help with the navigation, maybe use a big tablet or something to see where we are going, tracking our route. The elves make the presents, the elves wrap the presents, the elves make sure that every kid has a present in my bag.
Okay.
And they also assist with the deliveries. They distract the dogs, they keep the cats busy, they make sure that nothing else is out of place or makes any noise, or I bump it over by accident. The elves take care of that. So I'm not alone in this
Okay.
scenario. I have
So
help.
okay. So that's you've done, sorry. You've done your research. I mean that sounds very good. So you have a fully supportive team helping
Yes.
you,
Yes.
and I'm sure you have elves who will make sure that when you're in Lapland for about 6 weeks, it'll be nice and warm and cozy and comfortable.
Yes.
So you won't feel cold. I mean, you'll be there without your family. I mean, this is confidential. I mean, your husband and your son will not be allowed to be there with you.
Hallelujah. I'll have a break. 6 weeks vacation. So I'm going to be on vacation all the time.
Yeah, but and you just have to work really hard for 6 weeks, and you just have to basically go crazy for 34 hours of the year with
Sounds
everybody.
perfect.
Okay. So but I'm a bit worried. So do you think that they cancel Christmas this year because Santa might have, I don't know. You say he might have been kidnapped, but he just might be fed up with this job, had a heart attack or something like that. I mean,
Maybe he's just too old. Maybe he's tired of the job. Maybe it's time for him to retire.
okay. Well, where do you think a retired Santa would go? What would he do?
I would have said maybe travel the world, but I don't think so because he's been everywhere.
He's been everywhere. Yeah.
I think maybe find a little cottage somewhere in the mountains and live happily ever after. Or maybe because he's so used to being in the North Pole where it's cold and not so nice, maybe go to a warmer place. Maybe to the bush or maybe to the beach, or maybe he goes to the Maldives.
That would be good, but I heard they're sinking in water, so that might, he might get wet feet, so I'm not sure that.
I will have to ask my sister-in-law.
Okay, all right. Okay.
Maybe she's seen Santa there in the Maldives.
Well, this of course is another question, isn't it? If do people actually recognize Santa when he's not working? I mean, there's a
I
lot of.
actually doubt that.
I mean, there's a lot of old fat men running around. They could all be Santa, couldn't they?
They good? Maybe, I think maybe he shaves off his beard, or, well, I've seen some people keep the beard, so I don't know.
Yeah, that's going to be an interesting question. You and a beard. How are we going to do that one?
A fake one.
You do a fake one. Okay. Are you allergic to any materials or anything like that?
No, luckily not.
Okay. All right. Okay. So we could say that Christmas got cancelled because Santa's not having, he's having a bit of a wobbly. And he's basically saying, sod it. All the kids, not my problem anymore. It's too late to organize a replacement because you haven't been trained up yet properly. So,
Yes.
do you think that the adults might have cancelled Christmas, parents, because they got fed up with all the razzmatazz that goes on with it? What do you think?
I have to say, there has been a little bit of movement on social media where I've noticed that a lot of adults actually start kicking against celebrating Christmas because they just say it's money-making schemes and they have to prepare a lot of things like Christmas dinners and presents and maybe adults cancelled Christmas
I mean,
because they are fed up with doing all of these things.
you're an adult. Have you suffered from the same sort of rejection of this whole period of time when everyone goes humongously crazy and you've decided to cancel Christmas? I mean, you were a bit late doing your Christmas tree this year, if I recall correctly.
We were a bit late with the Christmas tree, but that was because the Christmas tree was actually packed nicely into a box in the back of a storage in our storage room. So
Okay.
it was a bit difficult to get to it.
Well,
And with all the rain, we don't want to go running out in the rain trying to get the Christmas tree
ah,
out.
so
So
ah.
we also avoided that a little bit.
Okay. Yeah, well, I mean, I can't say anything because we don't even have a Christmas tree this year.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So I'm not even, I'm not even, there's a handful of decorations spattered around, but the house looks very un-Christmassy.
Okay.
The only thing that we have constantly going is Michael Bublé, and some other Christmas carols. I mean, that's like sort of from 6 o'clock until midnight. There's this constant whir of Christmas music coming from the room next door. Yes.
Are you playing it from Spotify or do you use a different method to listen to this loop of Christmas music?
I don't do anything. Okay, it is not me who is doing this. Yeah,
Okay.
it is forces beyond my control, and it is a CD. It's a CD player.
Oh.
And there's a pile of CDs next to the CD player, and they get
So
periodically.
somebody changed it or changes the CD when it stops.
There's the pitter patter of adult feet, and then you go nee, 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 and the music comes flowing in, which is why I have to wear headphones with extra loud to block out the sound.
So has Mariah Carey defrosted yet?
No, and that kind of worries me because all I either hear is traditional stuff, choir singing the
Okay.
traditional hymns. nor do I, and I hear Michael Bublé, but I haven't heard Mariah Carey and I haven't heard George Michael. I mean, George
Right.
Michael is no longer with us, yeah.
Mm.
But you know, in the days of Wham, they made this, they created this one spectacular hit, which I heard somewhere. But they haven't come to our house, so and especially Mariah Carey, sort of like, I don't really know what's happening there.
Do you have a Boney M. Christmas CD?
Yes.
Well, you
No,
don't.
I
Okay.
do no, I do not have a Boney M. Christmas CD. But somebody who will remain anonymous, won't they, Fruit Loop, shared their Spotify list with me. And I was very surprised that Boney M actually did a Christmas album. And
My mom had it, and that was on a repeat during Christmas time in our house.
so I have to, is that why you're sharing it with me? Because you want to pass the torture down the line.
Not torture, not torture.
Do you like it? Is it worth listening to?
Maybe the first two or three times was okay, but by the 6,000th time, no.
Okay.
Then it gets a bit boring. Mm.
All right. Okay. Well, I haven't listened to it yet. And I'm not really going to get around to listening to
It's
it
not
until,
too bad. It's not too bad. It's okay.
well, I think sort of I will be sort of more in a better time frame and time control from Sunday onwards. So I'll make a point of listening to it. But why should I listen to it if Christmas got cancelled? I might as well go straight back to the normal stuff. I mean,
I think it's your preference because you haven't listened to it when I send it to you, so
oh
maybe
no,
now
you
it's time
no,
to
oh
listen
you're
to it.
so you're hurt. You shared something with me,
You hurt my feelings.
and I've got, how can I make this up? How can I compensate? What can I do for you to put myself back on your good books?
Listen to the Christmas music. There's another album that I'll also share with you. So it has a mix of Michael Bublé and it has Mariah Carey and there's Gwen Stefani. I haven't listened to the song, but she also has a Christmas song for some reason.
Do you think we should do a Mayor Fruit Loop Christmas album next year?
We can.
Sing Christmas or croak Christmas album? Okay. All right. Okay. Christmas sort of has been cancelled because A, Santa Claus is having a bit of a wobbly and he's decided to throw in his hat and walk away. You haven't quite been trained up for the new job.
Yes.
And Mariah Carey hasn't turned up. George Michael's songs haven't turned up. I haven't listened to the Boney M list yet. And you're going to send me some other stuff. Christmas is also a time of peace and goodwill amongst mankind. We don't have any arguments at home. A wonderful, harmonious time in all families, isn't it? And I think,
Fantastic.
yeah, and I think people are a bit sick and tired of it, don't they? They want the fights and the arguments. So do you,
Think so, yes.
yeah, okay.
What about when you go to supermarkets or when you go to a mall or do some shopping? What do you see? What do you hear? How do people behave?
They're like model citizens. They're all very polite to each other. They say, "No, you go first to take the last piece of whatever it is we're looking at. No, you have it. It's Christmas. I want you to have it." And we're also very polite. And the prices, I mean, I kid you not. I kid you not. In Germany, not in France, in Germany, the price of butter has gone down by 40% in the period leading up to Christmas.
Wow. Why?
Next question. I have no idea. I actually went to a shop, a supermarket assistant, and I said, and as Joe, I mean, we know each other, you know, jokingly, I said, you know, when are you paying us to buy this butter? Yeah, it is. So I remember at the beginning of this year, it was something like €1.70 for a 250 gram pack. Yeah, it's now 99 cents. It's below a euro.
Wow.
It's amazing. Yeah. And yes. Of course, you can't get this stuff because people are panic buying because, you know, put the butter in the freezer. You know, this is butter I bought.
You can buy two for the price of one.
Exactly. Yeah.
And nothing happens to it when it's frozen.
Exactly. But I mean, the harm, you know, the farmers are a little bit, you know, aggravated by this because they're not getting a fair price. So they say. Yeah. But okay. You know, the retail world is showing beautiful Christmas harmony by not increasing prices, but reducing prices.
Yes.
It's a very Christmassy thing. Yeah. But of course, the farmers are canceling Christmas because, you know, they're not getting their share of the cut. Yeah. But yes, you know, driving to the supermarket is an absolute joy because everybody's driving carefully by the rules, you know, doing the right thing and respecting traffic rules and there's plenty of parking and you know you don't want to take the car parking space yourself. You give it to the next person and the person after that and the person after that and, you know, the 350 million behind you.
Yes.
And you do that with a smile and with grace and a care. And you go into the shop and everything, you know, the shelves are more than fully stocked. I mean, there's an absolute abundance of everything that, you know, we want to eat and drink. Yeah. And the prices are coming down. And I mean, it's such a beautiful paradise. And people are saying, well, this is not normal.
Yes.
Because, you know, Christmas got cancelled and, you know, we're all polite to each other and everything's available. And it's, you know, maybe that's what I'm seeing.
Okay. And
what about for you? Are you seeing the same thing or?
No. Yeah, it's the opposite.
Really? Tell me.
Yes. People are driving around like kamikaze pilots because they are on December break. So they are drinking and driving and, well, you can hear tires screeching and there's also kids with motorbikes up and down the street. Well, I haven't heard them for the last 2 or 3 days, so maybe they went on holiday.
Okay.
Some places are very quiet. Like here at the moment, the neighbor across from us, he's on holiday. My next door neighbors are on holiday. Thank you for that. They make
now,
a lot
now,
of
that's
noise.
Not very nice. That's not in a Christmas spirit. I mean, you should
they make
be,
a lot of noise.
But they, you should be, you
I
should
didn't
be
even tell you. I didn't even tell you. I think it was Monday or Tuesday. They were making so much noise, I couldn't take it anymore. So I walked around to say, listen, can you keep it down?
Really? And what
yeah,
happened?
yeah.
What happened?
They said, sorry. And I came back and I cooled off. And then I thought maybe I should have done it differently. But they behaved and now they are somewhere on the south coast.
So if they were making a lot of noise, what were they doing? Were they arguing or were they
screaming and shouting? And the TV was so loud, I could hear that they were watching SpongeBob SquarePants.
Okay.
Yeah, it was terrible. They've since the school closed, the kids are at home, and then they do have a nanny or someone who comes here, but maybe like once or twice a week. And the mom is at work, so she has no idea what her little kids are doing. Not really little, they're about 10 and 15 years old. And they just have a big jowl at home. So it sounds like they were being murdered. the way that they shouted at each other.
Are you sure they've gone away on holidays and not actually there's a
yes,
body
we are
six
very
feet
sure.
under?
We are very sure they left.
Did you see them depart?
I saw them pack the car and, well, it's been quiet. Everything is closed. Doors are closed, windows are closed, curtains are closed. So they are definitely not here.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's another indication that Christmas got cancelled because you know, you have stopped this traditional family bickering that goes on over Christmas. I mean, not to put too fine a point on it, you had your family Christmas bash last weekend.
Yes.
Your inner family, your parents and your sister and you and their respective partners. And then on Monday you said, I feel sick as a dog.
Yes.
I mean,
Started on Sunday, actually.
Are we looking at some conspiracy here? You know, someone tried to poison you or because you didn't do the
I
right
don't know.
thing?
Probably.
Yeah.
I don't know where the poison came from, but it wasn't nice.
Okay. Why not?
Well, I felt terrible.
All right.
To say the least.
So you don't
I
want.
I started seeing white lights, and I had to fight not to follow the white light.
You had conversations with God on the big white telephone, maybe. Okay.
Yes.
So, I mean, if Christmas got, you know, this was before they cancelled Christmas, yeah. So that, you know, having a Christmas cancellation would have spared you the misery and the discomfort of feeling there.
Yes.
So,
but I think maybe it's also because we changed the tradition a little bit. So we decided to do a theme for our Christmas. And we had different countries that we had to try or make or whatever different dishes. We usually do something completely different for Christmas, but this time we decided we want to try something new. We are tired of the old traditional ways. So I think maybe that's why I got sick. Even it wasn't my idea. It was my sister's idea. And then my mom said she's cool with it. And I also said, okay, let's do this. And maybe because I was the last one to agree to it, I got the punishment somehow.
So instead of instigating the change, you were the last in line to agree because of the communication flow. Yeah.
I think so.
So did the three of you discuss this at the same time, or did this sort of go, your sister spoke with your mother and then your mother spoke with you?
We have a WhatsApp group.
Okay. So the
so
message.
Everything just got thrown into the group. And I was actually busy working and I only saw it like 9 o'clock at night.
So
And they discussed the whole thing and then I just had to say yes or no.
Okay. All right. So another reason why Christmas got cancelled, because you were sick as a dog. This was not a democratic discussion. The rules of engagement were violated severely by your sister. And your sister was a power grabbing scenario in this whole constellation because she wanted to instigate a change with which you were not comfortable with.
No, I wouldn't say I wasn't comfortable. I was comfortable with it. I was fine with it. Do something new.
Doing something
But
new.
I didn't know what the effects would be afterwards.
Okay. Right. But it wasn't
So I wasn't against it. I loved it. It was an amazing idea.
Okay. And wasn't your cooking?
No, it was nobody's cooking. It was nobody's food, for that matter.
Okay. All right. So basically Christmas has been cancelled. For a multitude of reasons, because it's, you know, we're all behaving ourselves, we're all not getting sick or getting sick or something along the lines, and
Yes.
Father Christmas is sort of like, you know, not on board. We need to replace it with something, don't you think? Or should we just let, you know, just let, just ignore the whole, you know, next week, just back to work, normal days. You know, 20, so that Wednesday the 24th, I think it is. 24th normal working day, 25th normal working day, Boxing Day normal working day.
No, I wouldn't make it normal working days. I would keep it there, 24th, 25th, 26th. But I would do like a maybe a movie marathon or chill. Take a couple of days to rest, recuperate, rethink, set some goals for yourself for next year. I would do that.
And you can do
Just
that,
three
but
days that the whole world closes down, everybody recuperates, rethinks business ideas, plans, your health, everything that you are going to do, your New Year's resolutions, and you have 3 days to do that. And then just spend the days on the couch like a couch potato.
Well, I think that's a brilliant. I like that. So International Couch Potato Day on the 25th of December. Yeah. And how would you make this? Would you enshrine this in law? You know, this is what everybody has to do on the 25th. And you know, it covers all faiths, all philosophies, all 8.2 billion of us. Have to sit down on International Couch Potato Day. Other pieces of furniture are available if you do not have a couch. And reflect inwardly about how to move forward in one's life and
Yeah,
sort
and
of
what to do for the year ahead.
the year ahead. Okay. All right. And would this then become sort of like a New Year's resolution, which you are measured against, that you write down your list of to-dos and wishes and so on, and then you pin them on the fridge door. Okay, so I see a certain problem. Because you envisage this as a peaceful day of quiet reflection, but the family next door that keep having loud issues and making a lot of noise.
They're not here, so they won't bother me.
Well, but
They
it's
can make
but
noise someplace else.
yes, but you know, the idea is that everybody, so assuming they are back in their home on the 25th. What are you going to do to make sure that they are quiet in this National Couch Potato Day of reflection, and they don't have a bickering argument about, well, this is my part, you know, I don't agree, and they go at it, you know, hammer and tongs.
Well, I know for a fact they'll only be back after New Year's. Only be back after maybe the 3rd or the 4th, or maybe they'll only come back the day before the school starts.
Okay.
Because this is something that they've been doing for the last 2 years.
Okay.
So that's kind of their routine.
All right. Okay.
But
But well.
if they do end up coming back home, I would walk around and this time quietly tell them to shut
I would like to meet this couple because they hold a secret to something that has hitherto been hidden from me, Fruit Loop in an absolutely stinking foul mood.
if you have to sit with the noise for 2 weeks. You have meetings, you are talking to people, you can't concentrate because you can't constantly hear these kids screaming and shouting and fighting, and then you hear SpongeBob SquarePants singing away, and you get to a point where it's just too much, way too much. And when they shout at each other like they are murdering each other, these are the kids are shouting like this, when mom's not home. So when you constantly hear this, and then when mom is home, you can hear them sweeping the floor as they hit the broom against the wall. They do it very aggressively. And then opening kitchen cupboards and closing kitchen cupboards and cooking and doing the dishes, you can hear all of these things happening in their house. You get to a point where it's just too much.
Are the houses, are they connected? Are they sort of, are you sharing a walls with them? With
yes,
them, or
this wall behind me is actually a shared wall, so it goes through the living room and the kitchen as well.
Okay, so you are really, really in the thick of it, you know, because you know that about 10 inches on the other side of that brick wall, all hell has broken loose, yeah?
Yes.
Wow, okay, nice.
Yes. But I think the reason that we can hear them make so much noise, I think maybe it's because of the furniture. They don't have a lot of furniture in the house
Okay.
where we have a fair amount. So I think maybe it
It does.
echoes or
It
something.
echoes, yeah. Okay. All right. Anyway, so have you done your Christmas shopping? Even though
No,
Christmas.
we'll do that tomorrow.
Okay. All right. So.
So my husband and I, now that you ask about the Christmas shopping, we also have to decide what we are going to eat on Christmas Day. And usually we have, here in South Africa, traditional would be to have a barbecue or maybe to make something that we call poikiekos. So that is a cast iron pot with three legs that you put on the fire and then you add your vegetables like mushrooms, potatoes, carrots, but baby carrots, Brussels sprouts, small potatoes. Throw that all into the pot, and then you decide whether you want to add chicken or beef or pork to it. With a nice gravy, nice saucy pot food.
Sounds very wintry.
It does actually sound very wintry, but it's something that we do eat for Christmas. Or because it's so hot, we usually do cold meats and salads.
Okay.
So my husband and I have this inside joke to ask, when are we going to buy the gammon for Christmas? We never buy gammon. We usually just have a barbecue.
Okay.
So we have this joke. When are we going to buy gammon?
And this will be in perfect harmony. So, I haven't done any Christmas shopping yet. You know, I know what I'm going to get. Well, I almost know what I'm going to get for everybody. And it's just a question of ordering it and having it delivered here. It's all very unromantic almost. It's very, very sort of.
So when you place an order now, Christmas is next week. If you place the order now, how long does it take you to get the order?
Because I'm with Amazon Prime, other companies are available. It should be here the next day.
Okay.
So, I'm going to order something for my mother. It's not a huge, hugely popular item. I mean, so I don't think it is. If I order it this afternoon, it should be here tomorrow, Sunday.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that works because
that's very interesting because we don't receive any deliveries on a Saturday, or sometimes on a Saturday, but none on a Sunday. And then if I place an order for like a Christmas gift or something, I'm only going to get it after Christmas now.
No, no,
So
no, no.
if I wanted to order something online, I should have done it 2 or 3 weeks ago to make sure that I have it in time so
Right.
I could get the delivery this week because next week.
Nothing happens.
Nothing happens.
No, I mean, it's only Amazon that deliver on a Sunday. Yeah. And
That's nice.
that's a fairly new thing. And it
Clueless.
happened, it happens here in France. I'm not sure if it happens on the other side in Germany. They should be a bit more strict about that. But here in France, the shops are open. This is also a different thing. The shops are open on the sun on the four Advent Sundays before Christmas. The shops are open in the afternoons, so you can actually do your supermarket shopping on Sunday afternoon. Which
We don't actually have a problem with that. So when it's Christmas time, the mall hours change a little bit. So malls will be open from 9 in the morning until 9 or 10 or 11 at night. But it's only during December. But
okay.
then shops are mostly open. In my town, they close early on a Saturday, like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, on a Sunday as well, 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock. But in the malls, maybe 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock. That's standard times. And then in bigger cities, the malls, normal trading hours would be either to 6 or to 7.
Well, that was what Europe was like 20 years ago, 30 years ago.
and that is it's only on Sundays that they close at 5, most of them, 5 or 6. But it's
Okay.
fairly open.
I mean that was it's different. So because I live on the border, so what you have here is shops are open from generally from 8 a.m. till 8 p.m.
Okay.
Supermarkets as well. And then on the four Advent Sundays, the shops, you know, it's voluntary. Shops and
Yes.
supermarkets are open on a Sunday afternoon. Then you have all the Christmas markets. In Germany, on the other side of the border, Sundays, everything is closed. Period. End of discussion.
Okay.
Christmas Eve, shops will be open until, depending where you are, 2 till 5 p.m. Nothing is open on a Sunday, on Christmas Day.
Yes.
And nothing or very little is open on Boxing Day. But you go to the UK and it's almost like normal razzmatazz.
Wow.
And when I lived in the UK back in the late 80s, early 90s, Christmas Day, and I used to love working on Christmas Day because I was in the hotel and it was really relaxed. Everybody was in a Christmas spirit. And you know, guests respected the hotel staff that were working, and
Yes.
it was a nice secret. But getting to work, I lived outside of London. I lived about an hour south of London.
Yes.
And getting to work was actually really difficult. You had to drive from where we lived to central London, where I worked, because there was no public transport
Yes.
whatsoever except taxis, and they just tripled their fares.
Yes, of course.
I had to drive from where I lived into central London, which I normally didn't do because you take the train and blah blah.
Yes.
And then also all the restaurants, all the pubs, everything was shut. But near the hotel that I was working in, there was a pub that I think they got dispensation or some license, and they were open on Sunday, on Christmas Day afternoon for a couple of hours.
Yes.
And some of us would nip around to the pub, have a pint, celebrate Christmas there. And it was, again, this really special atmosphere because, all of us in the hospitality industry, respected the fact that other people were working, and it's just a fantastic atmosphere. So that was good. But the
Yes.
UK then, and then on the 26th or the 27th, the sales start. And I could never understand that on Boxing Day, and then the sales, and then when online shopping became fashionable, sales would actually start on Christmas Day. Online sales.
Okay.
Yeah, so get a 50% or 60% discount. So I was kind of figuring out, you know, how do you do your Christmas shopping when you know that you have to have something on Christmas, underneath the Christmas tree, on Christmas Day. But the sales start on Christmas Day, on online sales. But they're not going to deliver the same day. Or maybe they do that now. I don't know. Yeah.
Okay.
But so in the UK, it's gone totally, totally commercial. Yeah. And Christmas has almost fallen by the wayside. And then you have, which you don't have over here on the continent, because we don't have it, you have the King's speech as it is now. So King Charles III will raise and say some fantastic words to motivate the nation. In my wife's family, they listen to it. And okay. I think in some instances, they will actually also stand up and sing the national anthem.
Okay.
Very, very strange. Yeah, which is why yes. I stay, which is why partly one of the reasons was why I'm staying here. I mean, there are other reasons. So we're actually spending Christmas apart, technically also because of our respective mothers, you know.
Yes.
My wife's mother is seriously ill. She's defying all medical expectations by hanging on, but you never know if it's the last Christmas. And in my case, I don't want to leave my mother by herself over the Christmas yes. period. It's not fair. So that's why we're separating over Christmas.
Yes.
Which basically tells us one thing, doesn't it, Fruit Loop? Because you're going Christmas shopping, you're going to have the gammon discussion, you're going to figure
out. Yes.
Have you told anybody what you want for Christmas? Christmas present?
No.
Do you want to tell me what you want for Christmas? Just between you and me, no one else will hear it.
Yeah, sure, why not? I just want a new handbag. A small one. For some reason, my handbag zipper gave up. It doesn't work anymore. Well, that's all I want. Just a new handbag.
What are the chances of you getting it?
Let's just say I'm not hopeful. I will buy my own new one next year.
Okay. Color?
A pink.
Okay. But I'm sure your husband has had no qualms in conveying to you what he would like for Christmas. Yeah?
Actually, he hasn't mentioned anything.
Have you asked
He
him?
Hasn't said anything. I did, but he kind of avoided the question.
Yeah, sensible man. But, you know, I do the same thing, you know. though I did, my mother asked me what I would like for Christmas.
I do have an idea what I want to get him.
Now spill the beans.
There's a book that I saw him look at a few months back. So I know where to get it. It's available at different places, but it's a specific book. He doesn't read a lot, but
that was the question immediately the question mark. Hang on, you get in that book, but he doesn't like reading that much. Okay.
Yes. So I wouldn't call it an activity book, but there's some places where you can make notes and you can make some answer some questions and things. And it only has like one reading piece per day.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's kind of cool. And the only reason I have this idea is because I saw him actually look at it. And then he mentioned that it's actually quite nice. So I don't know.
This is the beauty of it, isn't it? You know, you're doing the right thing. You're observing what your husband likes and wants. And then you make a mental note and then you go out. And he would probably have totally forgotten about it.
Yes, yes, of course.
Yeah.
He has the memory of a, I don't know.
I think the word
Let's say a ladybug.
Okay.
Small.
I'm not going to go down that road.
No. Probably because of all the rugby that he played.
No, okay.
Yes, not because he has a bad memory, but because of the rugby and a
Right.
lot of knocks to the
Concussion. Okay.
head.
Well,
Yes.
that can be excused. Anyway, so my mother asked me a couple of days ago, said, what do you want for Christmas? And normally I don't actually have any ideas, just like all men. Yeah. But I sort of, we were sitting in her living room and I said, I would really like a lamp for this office because I've got the ceiling lamp and I've got a small desk lamp here. But it's a little bit dark and I don't want the ceiling. I don't like direct light. I like indirect
Yes.
light. Yeah. So I said I needed something on the other side of the office to create some more ambience and indirect light. Yeah.
Yes.
And then when we were in Baden-Baden on Tuesday, she said, "Look, I want to go and get something for you. There's a this jumper comes from a company called Blanc de Nil.
It's a very nice jumper.
Thank you."
My husband would like it too. It's very nice.
Well, I can hop over to Baden-Baden and get one. What's his size? It's only 50 euros, or something like
Yeah.
that. 50 times is 1,000 rand. Yeah.
Yes, that's very expensive.
Well, that's the economies. Anyway, so we went to the shop, and she said, would you like another jumper? Because I like their stuff. And she said, I said, well, yeah, if Christmas. So we chose one. It was a fairly quick choice. Paid for it, walked out, and we spent the rest of the morning doing other stuff. And then in the afternoon, when we parted company, and she went to where she had to go, and I drove back home. I said, "Well, here's the bag." "Oh no, you keep it." I said, "No, it's for Christmas." "Really? No." Yeah. So I'm faced with the problem that her 88 years, and as fit as she is, her memory is beginning to play tricks on her. So
Yes.
I've got this jumper sitting behind me in this bag. I dare not wear it yet because it's not Christmas. Yeah. I don't know what's going to happen about my lamp idea. It's probably been totally forgotten. Yeah.
Yes. Shame.
Needless to say that I have to organize all the cooking and all the food and so on for Christmas and New Year. So anyway. And with my wife, we actually haven't discussed it because it's a bit of a touchy subject,
Yes.
explosive to say the least. But Fruit Loop, what does this tell us? We started by saying Christmas.
Something that a client of ours mentioned yesterday kind of stuck to me. He said, I just buy what I want, what I need myself.
Yeah,
So
exactly.
that's one of the other things. I do need to invest, it's really an investment, in some decent running shoes or better running shoes if I want to follow through with my New Year's resolution. So I need new running shoes, but I can't put that on my Christmas list because it's way too expensive.
How much does a pair of running shoes cost?
About 3,000 if it's a decent pair.
So,
And then it can go up to 11,000, something I've learned in the past couple of weeks.
do you have a specific brand and model in mind? I mean, what would be the dream running shoe for you?
Well, that's the thing, because the shoes that I have at the moment is like all-terrain shoes. So they say you can run everywhere with them. Like gravel and so forth, grass as well. On the grass and on the gravel, I've noticed it's okay, but when I run on the tar road, it's a bit harsh. So I need to get shoes that are better for running on hard surfaces, but from some tips that I've looked at, they say that you have to fit them first. So it doesn't really matter the brand, but how you feel when you fit them and when
Right.
you actually walk with them. So it can be New Balance. I have two pairs of New Balance shoes that I like very much, so I'll probably head in that direction. But then there's Adidas, which I see a lot of people wearing, but a lot of influencers, so they get free shoes.
Yeah, well, that is.
And then there's also Nike. So I think it depends. I have to fit them and see how they feel before I decide.
All right.
But they are expensive. I didn't realize they were that expensive.
Yeah, I mean, 150 euros, 3,000 upwards, that is, it's a lot of dosh. A lot
I've
of
been
dosh.
looking around to see if there's any promotions or where I can get a little bit cheaper or discount. But no luck.
No luck. Okay. So, but you know the irony of this peeling potatoes number 30 is that we started by saying Christmas got cancelled.
And then we ended up talking about our
Right.
Christmas plans.
So Christmas hasn't cancelled, been cancelled, has it? Because
I think maybe it's just a slow start.
okay.
Have
So,
another joke.
oh, tell me about it.
It's
On, I want you to say this is, you know, this is the last peeling potatoes. I want you to say something inappropriate. Let's just break all
So
the rules.
I saw a video on Instagram with this little girl standing on stage, and she was wearing an angel costume, singing some Christmas carol. She was having a party, and then someone mentioned there that God has a sense of humor. So I laughed at that, especially the way that this little girl performed her dancing and singing. So the joke is also another woman taking a video of herself driving in a car, and the caption says, "This is me doing Christmas shopping because I waited until Mary was 7 inches diluted, dilated, sorry, dilated before going to the shops." So I think maybe we waited the same amount of time.
Wow.
I don't know
Okay.
if it's appropriate. You can cut it out if you want.
No. We respectfully agree to disagree. Yeah. No, that's fantastic. Well, different anyway.
A different way.
So I think it's safe to say that Christmas hasn't been cancelled because we're still talking about it and we're doing all the other stuff and bodily functions and changes, so on.
Yes.
And if we aren't feeling Christmassy or stressed or harassed, I think Santa Claus suffers from the same problem. He's only human, yeah.
Yes.
So he's chucking in the towel. And I'm really happy to have the privilege of presenting to the world the new Mrs. Claus, who will do this job with flying colors,
Confidence, excitement.
gumption, gusto, everything,
Yes.
starting in December 2026.
Yes.
I have a problem.
What is your problem?
Well, the job comes with 364 days of paid vacation.
I still need something to keep myself busy with because I'm going to lose my mind. So your luck is there.
I didn't even say it, and she thinks my thoughts. This is frightening.
I know where you're heading. I won't leave.
Thank you. There you go. We have it on audio file.
Yes.
I'm going to be stuck with you and Breeder for the next 12 months, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, well, now that we've cleared all the important stuff, all I need to say now is thanks for the ride for 2025.
My pleasure.
Thank you for just about turning everything upside down.
Also my pleasure.
Sure it was.
Yes. And it was a lot of fun in the process too.
Voodoo dolls being produced here. So we're going to wish the 2 trillion people who listen to this podcast, minus 1.9999999 recurring trillion, happy Christmas.
Yes.
Thanks for sticking around. Hope to do more of this next year. Have a happy new
Definitely.
year as well to everybody.
Yes.
Yeah. And thanks for the ride, Fruit Loop. Thanks for the
It's my
ride,
pleasure.
everybody else. Thanks for the ride, everybody else in the breeder community and a handful that are not yet joining us, but we'll do so
Thank you
next
to
year.
you too.
Yeah. And we'll see you again in January 2026. After
Yes.
Christmas and after New Year, because Christmas has not been cancelled. Far from it.
Yes.
Fruit Loop's going to save Christmas next year. Okay.
Yes, definitely.
All right.
This year just had a slow start, but it's
Just
still
had a
there.
slow. Yeah, but Fruit Loop's going to push this one through next year. Okay.
Definitely.
So, from the two of us to all of you,
Merry
Merry
Christmas.
Christmas. See you all next year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Bye.
Bye.